Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Thank you for allowing me into your world today. We will be discussing women's issues from beauty to business and everything in between. Here, we respect all opinions as long as they are given respectfully. Call me to discuss the topic of the day at 516-387-1872. That's 516-387-1872. Or you can send your topics to info@CleopatraMemphis.com. That's info@CleopatraMemphis.com. You can follow me on all my social media outlets. I am on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, YouTube. I'm everywhere. So that's Twitter @CleopatraMemphis without the I, Facebook Cleopatra Memphis, LA Cleopatra Memphis, New York, and the Cleopatra Memphis for my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee. Instagram as Cleopatra Memphis, Snapchat Cleopatra Memphis. And I am under LinkedIn as LaShonda Martin, founder and president of Cleopatra Memphis. So we're just going to get to know each other today. I completely love what I do. If you don't know, I'm an educator for the arts, meaning I'm a stylist and makeup artist for film and television. And I have been in my field for 15 years. I absolutely love it and knew what I wanted to do since I was a child. But my purpose is just not hair and makeup. It is to make a difference because I get to work as a women's advocate as well. And it has been an amazing adventure. I've learned a lot as well as met a lot of wonderful people along the way. And that's why I took the time to start this program so we can discuss the women's issues and hopefully find the solutions to some of the problems that we may occur, that may occur in the world, or just some fun things to talk about. I have resided in Memphis, Tennessee. That's the South, so you're going to definitely hear a Southern accent come out. And I am proud to be a Southern Belle. But I travel internationally to work in my field. But I have received a topic, and I think it's going to be a great one to discuss today. This is the first topic we're going to talk about, and it's going to be about money. I got an email about the topic this morning, and I am very happy to say, believe money is the root to all evil. I think it's what you do with the money that you have. You have to use it as a tool. So, being that if you're ignorant to the fact of the rules of money, it can cause you great danger. That's personally and professionally, and things are changing in the world. So we must know the best way to appropriate money for our lives in every single way. Now, the topic that we're discussing, money, is something that in the South, a lot of people, not just in the South, don't like to talk about. And so we have to have an open place where people can feel comfortable, especially women. The gender roles are changing. Our professional lives are changing. And it is something that does not need to be taboo because it is a tool used to make things better for us as a whole, not just women, not just men, the whole world, children, everyone. So we can do the things that we love and allow our community to grow. So give me your topics on money, and you can call me at 516-387-1872. That's 516-387-1872. Now, one of the other topics concerning money was money in relationships. One of my awesome awesome listeners and viewers, they have made a statement to me that they feel before and after marriage that you should always share everything that comes into your home. And personally, I can say I just don't believe that. I believe that if you've earned it, it's yours, and there should be something joint put in place in order for you all to take care of the household. So it wouldn't be one more so on one person than the other. If you've earned it, and maybe you earn more than your partner, there can sometimes be a shift in power. So I think that method, in my personal opinion, is the best way. And then everybody has different ways of spending their money. So what I suggest is a wonderful information in school for personal finance, and that is with Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey has a class for financial prosperity. It's called Financial Prosperity University. He is located in Nashville, and he is absolutely awesome. I personally took the class, and I got to find out my style, how analytical and how artsy I am, and how I can combine the two versus my partner. Even though I am a single lady, I am definitely looking for a partner to coincide with arranging things properly financially. Because there is no romance without finance. You have to understand that. It can cause problems. But you can go to Dave Ramsey's classes and at any church that's hosting the classes and kind of learn about each other. You need to learn about each other, learn about yourself, and go from there. And to affect yourself professionally, where it affects you professionally, it's going to take a lot of work in order to make sure you maintain proper accounting methods, that you maintain records and things of that nature. And so if you don't like paper, you don't like all that stuff, and numbers get on your nerve, there are different ways to tackle that. So that's my personal opinion. I mean, everybody's financial situation is different, yes, but these information CDs and courses can give you the financial foundation if it wasn't provided for you when you were younger. So I completely agree with the courses, and I too shall be serving in my church to wherever I am, whatever city, I will be serving in the Methodist Church to make sure we pass on that wealth of knowledge and be so sticky. So we want to make sure that we discuss it always in a loving way, in a loving manner. If not, it's going to cause friction that's going to last for a very, very long time. So again, Dave Ramsey, Financial Prosperity University, and I think you will be in good hands. So that's the topic of money that we're discussing. My next topic to discuss on money is with children. How should they distribute their money with children? Now, again, I'm going to refer you to Dave Ramsey's course. They have something that his daughter has put together for children and money and how they can manage their personal finance. So it's all in the same little bracket. I really, really do, because you have to start them early, because if you leave them to the world, their friends or what they see on TV, they will most likely go in debt, get credit cards, and go nuts with it. So you just don't want that. And especially you want to get them before they go to college. Now, that will be a catastrophe, and you want to prepare them so they won't have to move back home with you. So, everything will be out of the way then. But anyway, these are the topics that we're discussing today. Again, I am your host, Cleopatra Memphis. You can call me Cleo always. And our topic today is money. We've talked about money in relationships, and we've talked about money with children. So, and I've referred everyone to Dave Ramsey's class, his Financial Prosperity University class, and I think that would cover a lot of issues. If you have any others that you would like to suggest, make sure you call in at 516-7-1872. Again, that's 516-387-1872. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Cleopatra Memphis without the I, Facebook, be Cleopatra Memphis, Cleopatra Memphis LA, and Cleopatra Memphis New York. I'm also on Instagram and Snapchat and LinkedIn and YouTube. Look for Cleopatra Memphis, and I can guarantee you that you will get the information that you need. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to me right now. It is a great opportunity and a blessing to be here to be able to discuss these things with you, especially about something we all love. Well, love in different ways, money, and how it affects our everyday lives as women, family, entrepreneurs, and so forth and so on. So if you have TreMemphis.com, that's info@CleopatraMemphis.com. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm going to thank you again for tuning in to today's show. I'm your host, Cleopatra Memphis, but remember, you can always call me Cleo.